The Trump administration's rhetoric on immigration policy is beginning to yield results for the MAGA camp. According to CBS News, many individuals have reportedly decided to return to Haiti voluntarily. A CBS News team visiting Haiti after the federal government announced the termination of temporary protected status, TPS, for Haitians as of September 2 reported that two flights from Miami to Haiti were already full at the time of their special report from CAP Haitien. Several other outlets have also noted a recent increase in flights to Haiti. The Trump administration has launched an aggressive campaign urging undocumented immigrants to self-deport if they wish to preserve the possibility of returning to the United States in the future. Many appear to have decided it is not worth the risk. They are now heading back to a country gripped by an unprecedented political and security crisis. CBS, one of the leading U.S. media networks, visited Haiti shortly after the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced on Thursday the end of TPS protections for Haitian nationals. CBS reported that the decision sparked widespread alarm not only within the diaspora but also on the ground in Haiti. In a report aired by CBS Miami, journalist Tanya Francois noted that the DHS announcement spread rapidly on Friday, casting a tense and resigned atmosphere across the streets of Cap Haitien. In Cap Haitien, residents already fear a worsening humanitarian crisis. The city, already overwhelmed by the arrival of thousands of internally displaced people fleeing gang violence in Port-au-Prince, is bracing, reluctantly, for a new wave of deportees from the U.S. One testimony collected by the CBS crew came from Virme Wilmond, who voiced a widely shared anxiety. "We are already dealing with the gang problem and a humanitarian crisis. All these people need food. We have no medical care. How are we supposed to take in all these people? It's a real problem, I'm telling you," he told the team reporting from Haiti's second-largest city. Several residents criticized the complete lack of preparation by local authorities, the dilapidated state of public services, and the absence of any reception or support plan. Robin Nash, a Haitian-American from Los Angeles visiting Cap Haitien, also shared her dismay with CBS Miami over the state of the city center. "There's already a housing crisis here, and if you go downtown, it's just trash everywhere. It looks like the worst ghetto you could imagine," she said, adding that she had seen no improvement since her last visit. On the U.S. side, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem defended the end of TPS by claiming that conditions in Haiti had improved, and that extending protections would be contrary to the national interest of the United States. But to the Haitians interviewed by Tanya Francois, that assessment is entirely disconnected from the situation on the ground. The TPS program will officially end on August 3, 2025, with full termination set for September 2. Without legal recourse, over 500,000 Haitians currently protected by TPS could be forced to return to a country ill-equipped to receive them. The DHS has cited a State Department report indicating a marked improvement in security conditions in Haiti. However, less than 48 hours earlier, the same State Department had urged all U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as soon as possible due to a deterioration in the security situation.